Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Had a good Shabbat.
It was a beautiful, beautiful energy this Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to finish this section, but I kind of wanted to start it. It's 26 pages long, so not sure we'll start it. But I lost my place, so I got to find it again. Okay, we're reading from the Parsha of Shemot, from the section 15, the coming of Mashiach. And we're starting with verse 96. Vayino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh adenu kodanei aleinu ma'aseh adenu kodaneihu. Rabbi Shimon Zakkai. Yedo vaka ve'amar vavna bistaman v'ha'u zina v'zaka ahulakeya man bistaman v'ishtekach v'ha'u zina vavna bistaman v'ha'u zina. Begin de kad yete kutsha berifu lefasta leayalta istakal mani nun de kainin bahada de kolinun de mishtache ima de kol obado de kol had de had. Vela yishtakach zaka, dikti v'yabit ve'en ozer v'kama, aktin al aktin le'Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon raised his hands and wept and said, woe to he who is present at that time, and blissful is the portion of he who is present and will be able to attend at that time. And he explains, woe to he who is present at that time, because when the Holy One, blessed be He, comes to visit the gazelle, who is the Shekhinah, he will observe who is standing by her, and all those who are with her, he will contemplate the actions of each and every one. And no righteous person will be found, as it is written. And I looked, and there was none to help. But how many troubles upon troubles will there be for Israel? This verse is describing a prophecy, which, in my opinion, we are in the generation of this prophecy. Prophecy says that the righteous will be concealed from us because we won't have the merit. In earlier generations, you could go to a tzaddik, a righteous person, and ask for a blessing. And whatever they blessed you with came to pass. But in our generation, who is the righteous person we should go to? In the 1990s, we had the Chabad Rebbe that we could go to. We had Baba Sali we could go to. We had a number of other righteous people. But at this point, while I don't live in Israel and I don't really get the sense that I would get if I lived in the land, righteous people are few and far between, if revealed at all. Yes, there are righteous people, but we don't have the merit to know who they are, and therefore we don't know who to ask for blessings. And therefore, we must create our own blessings through acts of sharing. Happy is he who is present, because he who is present at that time with faith will merit that light of joy of the king. In relation to that time, it is written, and I will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. The first verse that I read and the second verse that I just read are talking about the same period of time. Rabbi Shimon is describing this duality of woe to the person who is present because of the chaos that will come due to the righteous people being concealed from us. And joy to those people who live in these times, the footsteps of Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach, two different periods of two different phrases that describe the generation that we live within. The same actions that are being described as chaos are being described as refining. And depending on a person's consciousness and how they perceive these aspects, you have a choice. You can perceive the things in your life as chaos or the things in your life as tests. If you perceive them as chaos, they are chaos. And there's very little cleansing associated with chaos. Some, but very little. You perceive them as tests. You fail the test, you'll get another test. Ultimately, the idea, you're happy about the test. Whether you fail or not, you're happy about the test, because you know that's the right thing for you at that particular moment in the history of the world, in your history, in your sequences. Verse 98. Yit yahatun kachada alayhu mitare kama gezerin vishin kuhu salke bieta pada alayhu vayetun ata al ata bat raita vishahan kamaita kidein yitchaze Chad Amuda Ge'eshataim Pe'elah Lefasa Arba'im Yomim V'kol Amin D'yama Chaman Le'ya. After these troubles have been aroused against Israel, All the peoples and their kings will counsel together against them, raise many bad decrees, and come upon them with one mind. There will come troubles upon troubles, and the later troubles will cause the earlier ones to be forgotten. Then a pillar of fire shall be seen there, standing from above down for 40 days, and all the nations of the world will see it. This is the prophecy that has been described. It's a famous prophecy from the Zohar, which I just read this verse. It's part of the prophecies that describe chaos and war and destruction as the birth pangs of Mashiach. But the essence of these understandings is to keep it in mind a structure. There are two paths to completion. Both paths are followed by the Mashiachs. There are two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef, or sometimes referred to as Mashiach ben Ephraim. There are two paths. Both will have the Mashiachs. One path is that of war and destruction and chaos, and one path is one of peace and serenity and completion without pain. This verse that I just read in the Zohar is describing those aspects of chaos, war, judgment, which is what the fire represents in that vision. And yet the 40 days represents mercy. Why does it represent mercy? Because 40 is the numerical value of the mem, which represents mayim, represents water. And so when we describe two paths, what we are saying is the actions will be the same, but they will impact people in different ways. And this is what is known as the two paths, because it's all a function of your consciousness. Verse 99. Behu zina yitar ma'oka mashicha v'navka migoy ginta ve'eden me'ahu Atar de ikire kain sipor, vayidar biarag de galil, de ahu yoma de ipuk, letaman yat ragaz, kol alma de kol bene alma, mita de in voy me arte, letina re de la yak shivun. Leishta zavavi al hahu zina kiti vetuk varu mimarot turim uvim chilot afar mifne pachad Hashem umechadar geono vekumo learos haaretz. At that time, the king, Mashiach, will rise to go out of the Garden of Eden from the place called the Bird's Nest, and he will become revealed in the land of Galilee. On the day that Mashiach goes there, the whole world will tremble, and all the people of the world will hide in the caves and cracks in the rocks and will not expect to survive. And concerning that time, it is written, and they shall go into the holes of the rocks and in the caves of the earth for fear of Hashem and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake the earth terribly. Again, this is these actions of judgment. The bird's nest is a esoteric concept. The bird's nest is a mitzvah to separate the mother bird from the eggs when you take the eggs. And there are people who, you know, understand this on a physical level of being kind to animals. And there are spiritual levels to this whole concept. The bird's nest is a dimension, a place in the inner earth. And in that place, the Mashiach, the soul of the Mashiach, has always resided, ever since it was created. And when Hashem decides the Mashiach will leave the bird's nest and come into the Eretz Yisrael in the land of the Galilee, the Sea of Galilee. What is the meaning of that? We'd have to understand what Galilee is. We'd have to take a look at all of the ramifications of permutating the letters of the word Galil. I have not yet had time to do that. Hopefully one day we'll have it automated and everybody will be able to do it at their own leisure, when it's appropriate for them to do it in their own thinking. And when that time comes, they will know. As it says, the knowledge of Hashem will be everywhere. Verse 100. The Galil, the Gindi, who Atar Kadma, the Itharva, the Ara, Kadisha, Ukis, Yitkale, Taman Kadma, the Kol Atar, Umitaman, Yitar Karavin, the Kol Alma. And he explains, for fear of Hashem, this is the trembling of the whole world, and for the glory of his majesty is the Shia. When he arises to shake the earth terribly, refers to when Mashiach will arise and be revealed in the land of the Galilee, because this was the first place in the Holy Land that was destroyed by the Assyrians, the Ashur nation. Therefore, he will be revealed there before any other place, and from there he will stir wars all over the world. Understand that this prophecy of the Mashiach stirring wars can be one of consciousness wars, not one of physical wars. Or it can be the physical wars. These are the two paths and how you perceive them.
Verse 101. The call Gaidavin Vishiva, the Kavin Acharanin, the Saharan, the Hahu Kokava, the Yagihun, the Yakarava, the call Sitrin Tilat Sinin, the Yoma Achavin, Yomin, the call Bene Alma Haman. After 40 days, the pillar will stand from the earth to the heaven before the eyes of the whole world, and Mashiach will be revealed. There will arise from the east side a star that will glow with a variety of colors, and seven other stars will surround that star and will war with it on all sides.
three times a day, up to 70 days. And all the people will see. Now, there are people who have said that this particular verse refers to the first Iraq War. They're no longer saying it, of course. But the Iraq War lasted less than 70 days. But it was always from the concept of the East. And people used to come home from work and watch CNN to watch the war. This was the attitude that many people had in that time. Is that the prophecy? Perhaps. But Mashiach hasn't arrived. Or maybe it has. Maybe it was possible to arrive, and it didn't happen at that time. It's all about my individual consciousness and your individual consciousness. And all of these prophecies come to reveal, where are you spiritually? And that star will do battle with them with flames of fire that will burn and sparkle in every direction. And it will smite them until it will swallow them every night. And by day again it shall take them out, where they will battle before the eyes of the whole world. And so it shall ensue every day for 70 days. After 70 days, that star will be hidden, and Mashiach will be concealed for up to 12 months. Then the pillar of fire will return as originally, and in it, Mashiach will be concealed, and that pillar is invisible. To understand these prophecies, you have to understand the code words. Fire is judgment. Concealment, Mashiach, the seven stars. These can manifest in many different ways. But we hear people trying to put this into one way. The star means this. The seven stars are the seven nations. Well, we just went through an agreement with Iran. It was composed of the five nations plus one, or six Western-oriented nations, and Iran. So maybe those are the seven stars. Unless you understand and have a connection to the Creator, your intuition is never going to be correct about these things. People have been taught or have absorbed the concept that these prophecies will manifest with miracles and wonders. But we don't live in a generation that warrants miracles and wonders. And therefore, these prophecies will manifest in ways that we can consider natural, a natural progression. Verse 102. Excuse me, verse 103. Levatar teresa yarchin lesalkun leya lemashiach lehahu amuda lego lerikiya vitaman yikabel ufa vitra de malkuta vikad nahit yitraze hahu amuda de esha. Kamil Kadmin Lehon, they call Alma the Yitkale, the Vatar Mashiach, the Yit Kanchun, the Gabe Amin Sagin, the Yitar Karabin, they call Alma, Uvahuzina, Yitar Kuchabrihu, Gagur Teya, they call Amin. The Alma Umalka Mashicha, Yit Yada Bekol Alma, Bekol Malkin Di Alma, Yit Arun Leit Habudra, Leagacha Karava Beya. After 12 months, Mashiach will be elevated within that pillar to the sky, and there he will receive the power and crown of the kingdom. And when he descends to the earth, that pillar of fire will again appear as originally, before the eyes of the whole world. Afterwards, Mashiach will appear, and many nations will gather to him, and he will wage wars throughout the entire world. At that time, the old Holy One, blessed be he, will rise with his might against all the nations of the world. Mashiach will be publicly known throughout the world, and all the kings of the world will join together to do battle with him. The famous Armageddon prophecy. The more people speak of this prophecy, the more they try and say it's coming, the more it will come, God forbid. We do not have to have negative prophecies manifest. Mashiach will come naturally, evolutionary, in a natural way. It doesn't have to be with pain and suffering and wars. 104. Vikama mipritze Yehudaim yitapku Veachadra lindabehu Vayetunim pon Ve'acha karava al malka mashicha kedei mitrashach kol alma chamesh esrei yomim besakim me'amad Yisrael yohon metin ve'chahu kashoka ve'alda ketiv ki hine hachoshech Yikaseh Eretz Ve'arafel Le'umim. Many of the oppressors of Israel will turn and join these nations to war against the King Mashiach. Then will darken for 15 days. Many of Israel will perish during this darkness. Of this it is written, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the peoples. The ninth plague in Egypt was darkness, the plague of darkness, and 80% of the Jewish nation died in Egypt during the plague of darkness, and their compatriots took them and buried them. So the Egyptians never knew of the split within the Jewish nation. Now, in the time of these prophecies, the time of Mashiach, many will die in the darkness just like that. It won't be 80%, but many will die in the darkness. And what is this darkness that is being referred to here? It's the desire to receive for oneself alone. It will cause people to not do the proper thing. Those who have connection to the Creator will have their intuition telling them what is the righteous thing. Those without that connection will make mistakes, and they will die from their own desire to receive from oneself alone within the frame of darkness, as described in this past verse.
Sva Bekama Gavin Uveya Ganizin Elef Ekalin Tikisupin Velet Mandiayel Behu Bar Mashiach Behu Kaen Kadir Gupagin Inta De Eden. Rabbi Shimon said to his son Rabbi Elazar, Elazar, when Mashiach awakens, so many other signs and miracles will be aroused in the world. Come and see in the terrestrial Garden of Eden. There is one place which is concealed and hidden and is not known, and it is woven with many colors. Therein are hidden 1,000 pleasant chambers, and no one enters them except for Mashiach, who is ever present in the Garden of Eden. Now, how can the Mashiach be in two places at once? The answer is he can. The answer is spirituality. This is not a problem. The whole idea of the Garden of Eden, Mashiach entering the garden, is one of peace, of mercy, as opposed to the bird's nest, which is the same place but a frame of judgment. The 1,000 chambers is referring to the level of wisdom, because the 1,000 represents Chokmah. I'm just giving you hints. Verse 107. Vekol ginta mesachara birtikin sagin yitzadikaya umashia vayem alayhu v'al kamachelim umashir yan v'nishmatim yitzadikaya kaman uvrashe yarche uvizfane uvshabate Mashiach all behahu atar leishash abekol inun hekalin. The entire garden is surrounded by many chariots of the righteous, and Mashiach stands over them and over many hosts and camps of souls of the righteous who are there. And Mashiach enters that place on the first day of the month, and festivals and Shabbatot, where there are 1,000 chambers of pleasures, to delight in all these chambers. Again, referring to Chokmah, returning to a frame of peace and mercy and gentleness and evolution, loving kindness. Verse 108. Legoi, legoi, mikol inun, ekalin itata, acharata mir beginant ganis, mila ityada, tukalau, vikre eden belait mandi akil, leminda beya umashiach agnis, levar sacharanea, Tehahu atar adi ikale leya had atar dikle kan. Tipor vihu atar tuganriz aleyahu tipor di itar. Pega ginta de den bekol yoma. Innermost from all these 1,000 chambers of pleasures, there is one place concealed and hidden that is entirely unknown, called Eden. There is no one who can conceive it. Mashiach is concealed outside around it, around that place, until a place called Bird's Nest is revealed to him. This place is announced by the bird, which awakens daily in the Garden of Eden. An esoteric verse describing
how mercy and judgment are unified. How can that be spiritually? This is a paradox. Spiritually, this is the idea that human beings need to learn how to deal with, how to manifest mercy and judgment in a unified form. This is the central point. This is our job. Not an easy one, but it's very simple. We know what we have to do. Unify mercy and judgment. And that creates justice. Adin Sumigoy Kursaya Tadisha Itkare Telatinim Hahu Kansipor Mashiach Vikola Salkin Leela Veume Lon Kuchabrifu Leabela Malfu Chayava Minalma Al Yadad Mashiach Ulachma Nachnim Di Israel Vikoli Nun Tavan Zamin Kuchabrifu Lemebad Leame Ubetal Havu Kain Tipor Mashiach Ledukeya Vizad Mashiach Vizviniz Goy Havu Atar Kamil Kadmin. This continues until from the Holy Throne, which is Bina, that same bird's nest is called three times in the three columns, one after the other. Mashiach and everyone then ascend above to Bina, and the Holy One, blessed be He, makes them swear to remove the wicked kingdom from the world through Mashiach to avenge Israel and to draw all the goodness that the Holy One, blessed be He, will do for His people. From the bird's nest and Mashiach then return to their places, and Mashiach is again concealed in that place, that is the bird's nest, as previously. I think we'll just read one more verse, number 112. Uzinadi darku chabarihu liatkenai laumin vihit nehiru atvandi shmeya vishlimu yod behevav behevi limecheve olam ishlichmu chad kidein yitar chad tochava Tefila be'emsa rakia keganavan ben argivana lechit zenatit bimama le'enechon bekol alma. At the time that the Holy One, blessed be He, will be aroused to remedy the worlds, and the letters of the name will illuminate completely. The yud of the name, which is Chokmah, will illuminate the He, which is Bina. The vav of the name, which is Tiferet, will illuminate the second He, which is Malchut. Yud He will be in complete union with vav He. That is to say, one awful star will rise, which is Tiferet, called awful, in the middle of the firmament, it being the central column of the color purple. That as it includes all the colors, so it includes all the three columns. It will flame and sparkle by day, meaning with the light of Chassidim. Called day, before the eyes of the whole world, meaning also with the light of Chokhmah, which is called eyes. It's describing the Tetragrammaton and how the letters are going to relate in this period of mercy, and how Mashiach will manifest in mercy through the letters. The color purple is describing the three-column system, which is that kind of idea of the center point that balances judgment and mercy. Does anybody have any questions? We will continue this teaching in this section through this year, this week, as we continue to read the Parashat Shemot. making an announcement that this coming Thursday and next Saturday, the time of the Zohar class has been changed to be 8:30 p.m. This is for the Central and Eastern zones. We'll have an easier time of attending it, and since the time change winter days are shorter, we will all try and make this work. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, it's an important class on Michelle Levine, and I highly recommend it to everyone. Class on Monday at 5:30 will be the first of our Aleph-Bet new series. And at 8:30, we will have the class number 16 in the 10th Esther Sefirot. But it's really just class number 2 in the actual writing of the book rather than the introduction. Tuesday at 8:30, we will have the class on advanced reincarnation. Wednesday at 6:30, our first Sefer Yetzirah class. Friday morning, we will have our class number 12 on sickness. And next week, on Sunday morning, we will return to the class on the Third Temple. Again, does anybody have any questions? Have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you.
And a beautiful week.
Thank you. Good night.